إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحج حج محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر أمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها الأخوة وأخوات In a few short days Sunday the 10th of May the second Sunday of the month of May The non-Muslims in this land have a day, one day out of 365 wherein they show veneration, they show respect, they show admiration and love for their mothers. It is that which is known as Eid al-Umm, or Mother's Day. However, Islam has given us that which is far greater. For inside of Islam, we know that it is upon us to honor and respect and to venerate our mothers 365 days out of the year. Every day, we ought to show her respect. Every day, we ought to show her love. Every day, we ought to honor her. Not just one day. And the text of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are filled with things which incite towards a particular matter. From that is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal when he said, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ وَفِصَالَهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ Allah Ta'ala said within his book, and we have commanded the individual as it relates to his parents, meaning to show veneration and respect towards his parents in general. He said that his mother carried him difficulty and hardship upon difficulty and hardship. And the weaning of him was after 2 years in order that he may display gratitude to me and to your parents. For indeed to me is your return. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala begins by firstly mentioning ihsan towards the parents in general. Showing them respect. Showing them love. Seeing after their needs, removing harm from them by way of statements, action, and the likes. And then he went on specifically to mention the that his mother carried him difficulty and hardship upon difficulty and hardship to the end of the verse. Imam Sa'adi said, in explanation of this noble verse, he said that ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ السَّبَبَ الْمُوجِبْ لِبِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ فِي He said that after Allah Ta'ala mentioned this particular affair, yani bitter to the parents in general. He went on to mention specifically the reasons why we should give righteousness and good dealings towards the mother specifically. فَقَالَ He said, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ His mother carried him difficulty and hardship upon difficulty and hardship. As Sa'adi said, أَيْ مَشَقَّةٌ عَلَى مَشَقَّةٌ Meaning it was a hardship upon another hardship. So she continued facing and encountering hardships from the time that the child was a nutfa inside of her womb, that what she experienced from dizziness, likewise illness and weakness and fatigue, and likewise the gaining of weight and the changing of her condition. And then there came the affair of childbirth and that which contained from hardship. But Allah, this is an affair that we as men, we don't get. We don't get it. And none will get it except those who have given birth other than the Lord of the Alameen. A man came with a woman to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were disputing concerning a child that there was between them. This man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, waladi kharaja min salbi. He said, Oh Messenger of Allah, it's my child. He came from my loins. وقالك المرأة, the mother, she said, Ya Rasulullah, حمله خفا ووضعه شهوة وحملته كرها ووضعته كرها وأرضعته حولين كاملين. The mother, she said, Oh Messenger of Allah, he carried this child when he was light, and he placed him, when he placed him within my womb out of desire and pleasure. I carried that child while that child was heavy, and I placed him and I gave birth to him in a difficult and hard situation. And then after that, I suckled him for a period of 2 years. No doubt the mothers know what we're speaking about. Imam al-Sa'di, he continued, Well, fi salahu fi amain, concerning the statement of Allah, that the weaning of him took 2 complete years. Sa'di, he said, meaning that he clung to his mother in need of her to take care of him and to see after his needs. And likewise, she suckled him and fed him. أَفَمَا يُحْسَنْ بِمَنْ تَحْمَلْ عَلَى وَلَدِ هَذِهِ الشَّدَائِدِ. Will you not be good and display goodness towards one who carried and bore all of these difficulties and hardships for the sake of his child, meaning the mother? And you display towards that mother the utmost veneration and love. And indeed, displaying and showing goodness and excellence towards the ummah. No doubt this is something which is weighty. No doubt this is something which is heavy, that which the mother bore, just so that we could come into this world. Just so we could be born. It is something heavy and weighty. For this reason, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw a man from Yemen at the Kaaba, making tawaf around the Kaaba, carrying his mother upon his back. And he was saying while he was doing so, إِنِّي لَهَا بَعِيرُهَا. Indeed, I am her mount. I am her animal, her riding beast, bore down with this weight. And indeed, I am carrying her upon my back. And Allah is my Lord. He is full of majesty and honor. I carried her greater than what she has carried me. فَحَلْ تَرَى جَزَيْتُهَا يَا ابْنِ عُمَرِ. He said, Do you see, O Ibn Umar? Have I recompensed her? Have I paid her back? Have I paid my mother back? Ibn Umar, he said, La wa la bi zafratin wahida. He said, No, not even for one labor pain. Not even for one labor pain have you paid her back. The makana, the status of the mother inside of Islam, it is something which is magnificent. Her rights or something which is magnificent. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, man ahaqqu an-nas bi husni sahabati. He said, O Messenger of Allah, who from the people has most right to my excellent companionship? Qala ummuk. He said, Your mother. Qala thumma man. He said, And then who? He said, Thumma ummuk, and then your mother. Qala thumma man. He said, And then who? Qala thumma ummuk. He said, Your mother. Qala thumma man. He said, And then your father. This is something, no doubt, which the Salaf, they understood. So you saw them to be diligent in honoring their mothers, to be diligent in showing them due respect and veneration and love and admiration. And it didn't matter if they were grown. It didn't matter if they had status. For here we have Haywa ibn Shuray, who was from the imams of the religion. Haywa ibn Shuray was from the imams of the Salaf. He was sitting inside of a halaqa, yu'allimun nas, teaching the people. He was teaching the people in a class, in a masjid, instructing and giving admonition and teaching the people the religion. In walks his mother into the masjid. She said, Qum ya Haywa, fa alqa sha'ir lid-dajaj. His mother walks in while he's giving a class, teaching the people the religion. And she said, Oh Haywa, get up and go feed those chickens. Get up and go feed the wheat to the chickens. What did Haywa do? This imam of the Salaf, teaching the people their religion, Haywa, he stood up and he went to go carry out the command of his mother. From the imams. Yet we're grown. We feel as though we have some status. I'm an adult. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. Likewise, you have that which is reported by Imam Az-Zuhri. He said, Kan al-Hasan ibn Ali la ya'kul ma'a ummihi. Hasan ibn Ali, he never ate with his mother. He never ate with his mother. He said that, however, Kan abarru an-nas biha. He was from the most righteous of the people to his mother. Faqila lahu fi dhalik. He was asked about this. Why don't you ever eat with your mother? Even though we know that you're from the most righteous of the people to your mother, why don't you ever eat with your mother? He said, "Akhafu an akulu ma'aha, fatasbuq 'aynaha ila shay'in min at-ta'am wa ana la adri fa'akulu fa'akunu qad aqaqtuha." He said that I am afraid that if I eat with her, her eye may land upon a piece of food that I have, which I don't realize that she looked at it. And I eat that food, and as a result of that, I am disrespectful to her. This is how the Salaf were with their mothers. So what do we say concerning the one who speaks back to his mother? Concerning the one who raises the voice at his mother? Concerning the one who disrespects his mother? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited even the smallest and most minute amount of disrespect. He said within his book, he said, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He said, Allah ta'ala has decreed, your Lord has decreed that you worship none except Him and that you are righteous towards your parents. He says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنَّكَ الْكِبَرَ أَهَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. He said, and if one of them or the two of them reach old age in your presence, don't say to them, uff. Don't say to them, uff. It's been reported concerning this particular statement, uff. The Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لو علم الله شيئا من العقوق أدنى من أف لنهى عن ذلك. Had there been something more small and minute than uff, Allah would have prohibited that. Imagine that which is above it. Imagine that which is above it. That we find some people, they go months, days, weeks without checking up on their mother. They go long periods of time without seeing after the needs of their mother, without taking care of their mother. Don't you know? Don't you know that if you cause your mother to cry, you have committed a kabira from the kabair? It's been reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that he said that to cause the parents to cry, for the child to cause the parents to cry, it is uquq, it is disrespect, and it is likewise a kabira from the kabair. It is a major sin from amongst the major sins. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are righteous towards our mothers. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are righteous towards our mothers. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وليس أرى المسلمين لكل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina wa imamina Muhammad al-Amin. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ba'an. Al-Shaykh Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Utaymin alayhi rahmatullah. He was asked the question concerning partaking in and celebrating that which is known as Eid al-Umm, or Mother's Day. He was asked concerning celebrating this holiday of Mother's Day. And his response was, "Kul al-a'yad allati tukhaf al-a'yad al-shara'iyya kullaha a'yad bid'ah haditha." He said, every holiday which opposes the legislative holidays, all of them are from the holidays which are innovated and newly invented. He said, "Ma kana ma'rufa fi ahad as-salaf as-salih." They were not known during the period of the Salaf as-Salih. He said, and in fact, they originate with the non-Muslims. "Fi yakuna fiha ma'al bid'ah mushabaha a'da' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So they contain within them, along with innovation, imitation of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "Wal ayyad ash-shar'iyya ma'rufa 'inda ahli al-Islam." He said, the legislative holidays, they are known with the Muslims. And they are Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, wa Eid al-Usbu'. They are Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and the weekly Eid, meaning Jumu'ah. "Wa laysa fil Islam ayyad siwa hadhihi al-ayyad al-thalatha." And there's not within Islam any holidays with the exception of these three holidays. Every holiday which you find after that or beyond that, or every holiday which is invented beyond that, they are marduda, they are rejected, sent right back to the one who invented them. And their falsehood, or they are considered to be falsehood within the legislation of Islam, due to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man ahditha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fa huwa raddun ay mardud alayh." The statement of the Messenger of Allah, "Whoever innovates into this affair of ours that which is not from it, it shall be rejected," meaning sent right back to him, not acceptable with Allah. In another narration, "Man amala amala laysa alayhi amruna fa huwa radd." Whoever does an action which is not from this affair of ours, that action should be rejected. The individual may say, "I didn't invent it, I'm just going to celebrate it." Well, whoever does the action which is not from this affair of ours, that action should be rejected. He says, so once this becomes clear, فَإِنُّهُ لَا يَجُوزُ الْعِيدِ أَلَّذِي ذَكَرَتَهُ السَّائِلَةِ. He said, once this becomes clear, then it is known that it is not permissible that which this questioner has mentioned. And that which is called Eid al-Umm, or Mother's Day, it is not permissible to celebrate anything from it, or to engage in anything within it, such as displaying happiness on that day, and felicity, likewise giving gifts on that day, or whatever resembles that. What is obligatory upon the Muslim is that he be honored by way of his religion of Islam, and that he suffice himself with that. The Shaykh went on to mention, he said, al-Umm, he said, the mother, أَحَقُّ مِنْ أَنْ يَحْتَفِلَ بِهَا يَوْمًا وَاحِدًا فِي السَّنَةِ. The mother has more right than that she should be celebrated only one day out of the year. Rather, the mother has the right upon her children that they should honor her and display respect to her every single time and every single place. This is the religion of Al-Islam. What Al-Islam calls to, honoring the mother in every time, every place, every day, 365. So we are to display honor towards her with the best speech. The best speech. It's been reported that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he wanted to leave out of his house, he would stand at his mother's door and he would say, "Assalamu alayki ya Umar wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and the blessing of Allah, my dear mother." And she would say, "Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." And he would say, "Rahimakallah kama rabbaytini saghira." May Allah have mercy upon you, just as you cultivated me and nurtured me when I was a small child. And she would say to him, "May Allah have mercy upon you, just as you have been righteous to me as an old woman." And whenever he wanted to come back into the house, he would do the same thing. Honor her with your speech. Likewise, honor her with your actions. Sufyan al-Thawri alayhi rahmatullah. He mentioned that. Ibn Hanifiyah. He used to yaqsu ra's ummahu bil khitmi. He used to wash his mother's hair with a plant called khitmi, which it emits a beautiful smelling scent. He would wash his mother's hair. And then after that, he would comb her hair. And then after that, he would dye her hair, grooming and taking care of his mother in this way. Where are we from them? Where are we from them as it relates to our mothers? Display gratitude towards your mother. Display righteousness towards her. Be dutiful towards her. By way of good speech. By way of good actions. Show her that you love her, that you appreciate her. All that she has done for you. Before a time comes where you look up and she's no longer there. Before you look up and she's no longer there. And you will have regrets. And even if she is non-Muslim, the best thing that you could do for her is to call her to Islam. This is the best that you could do for her, that you call her to Islam before it's too late. Before it's too late and you no longer have your mother. It's been reported from Humayd that he said, لَمَّا مَاتَتْ أَيَّاسِ إِبْنُ مُعَاوِيَةَ بَكَى. When the mother of Ayyas ibn Muawiyah died, he was seen crying and weeping. فَقِيلَ لَهُ مَا يُبْكِيكَ. It was said to him, why are you crying? قَالَ, he said, كَانَ لِي بَابَانَ مَفْتُوحَانَ إِلَى جَنَّةِ وَأُغْلِقَ أَحَدُهُمَا. He said that I used to have for me two doors to paradise that were open. Meaning his two parents, and one of them was shut. One of them was closed, meaning by way of the death of his mother. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who honor our mothers. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.